Good morning. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma through this radio program. I hope you're enjoying this Saturday morning. It has been a Buddhist tradition that we conduct sutra chanting at many occasions, such as at Sunday services or memorial services. What is the purpose of doing this? Some say it is a practice to attain enlightenment. Some say it is for the consolation of the spirits of the deceased. Some say it is to grant our wishes. Renyo Shonin, who was the 8th Monshu, the spiritual leader of Honganji, repeatedly said to his disciples as follows: If you chant Shoshinge and Wasan, thinking that it is for the merit of the Buddha or Shinran Shonin, you are mistaken. In other traditions, you may accumulate merits by sutra chanting and offer those merits to the Buddha. But in our tradition, Shinran Shonin wrote Shoshinge and Wasan for us to understand and appreciate the hardships of the seven masters and the benevolence of Amida Buddha. Within Nembutsu, we express our gratitude for the benevolence of Amida Buddha in front of Shinran Shonin. At the beginning of Shoshinge, Shinran Shonin wrote, I take refuge in the Tathagata of immeasurable life. I entrust myself to the Buddha of inconceivable light. This is Shinran Shonin's expression of joy, gratitude, and appreciation toward the benevolence of Amida Buddha, who promised to embrace all beings with a great compassion. Our Amida Buddha is the Buddha who, without being asked, sends forth his loving compassion to all the beings who encounter many hardships and obstacles in our daily lives. I'd like to share with you a story of a young minister and his mother. This mother struggled with a serious disease, so she was compelled to stay in bed every day. One day, this minister had to visit another temple. In order to get there, he had to leave his house very early in the morning. He prepared everything in the night before and tried to leave his house quietly, since he didn't want to bother his sickly mother. When he went to the garage, he saw someone standing there. It was his mother, shuddering with cold and waiting for him to come. He was surprised and said, What are you doing here, mother? You must stay in bed. The mother replied, Oh, now you came. I thought you'd leave house without waking me up. But we don't know what will happen in the next moment. Especially, I'm very sick now, and there's no guarantee that I can see you again. So I wanted to see your face before you leave. The minister was very happy, but at the same time, he worried about his mother's condition. He said, Okay, I understand, but please go back to your room and rest. The mother replied, Don't worry about me. If you go, I will go too. So you go now. The minister said, All right, I will go now then. But please rest, all right? And he drove out with his car. He worried about his mother and looked into the rearview mirror. He saw his mother still standing in the garage. And now she's putting her hands together in gassho and bowing her head toward his car. Then, suddenly, many feelings arose within his heart. As he reflected on his life, he realized that he had never put his hands in gassho toward his mother, nor had he ever bowed his head to her. All he did to his mother during his lifetime was to complain and grumble, and caused her many troubles and made her cry many times. But for such a son, this mother did gassho and bowed her head. It was not easy for her to get out from her bed, but now she was seeing him off. The minister realized how much his mother was thinking about him and how much she was caring about him. He thought he was worrying about his mother, but more than that, long before he started worrying about his mother, the mother was worrying about him already. By realizing that he was in the great love and caring of his mother, for the first time of his life, he put his hands in gassho and bowed his head with lots of gratitude to his mother. The relationship between Amida Buddha and us is such. Whatever we do in the temple, such as to gassho, to bow our head, to recite the Nembutsu, to chant the sutra, and so on, these are neither for the purpose of consoling the spirits of the deceased, nor for granting our desires. It is to express our appreciation and gratitude to the benevolence of Amida Buddha. Long before we ask for his help, Amida Buddha has been sending forth his great compassion to all of us. As the young minister felt great comfort within his mother's heart of caring, we gain great comfort and strength within boundless compassion of Amida Buddha that is warm, nurturing, and unconditionally supportive. I'd like to share one poem which was sang by Mrs. Wariko Kai, the founder of Kyoto Women's University. Iwa mo ari, kono ne mo aredo sarasara to, tada sarasara to mizu no nagaruru. Though there may be rocks as well as the roots of trees, it bubbles, bubbles, it just bubbles and bubbles. River water flows and flows. The rocks and trees indicate our human existence with blind passions, the individuals who cannot escape from hindrances and setbacks. This existence remains the same until they are transformed by wisdom. For such existence, the river water of Amida's wisdom flows and flows without end. The water of Amida's wisdom touches our hearts and minds in the form of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Here in this form, the rocks and trees and river water are not two separate things. They are one. The rocks and trees become a part of the river water, and the river water becomes a part of rocks and trees. Amida and I become one. When the rocks and trees of our hindrances are embraced by the water, when we realize that the primal target of Amida is none other than myself, that is when the Nembutsu of gratitude erupts within our hearts. Although I say the Nembutsu as my own voice, at the same time, it is the heart of Amida Buddha. The sutra states that Amida Buddha spent countless times and completed the infinite wisdom and compassion that embraces all beings, and that wisdom and compassion is, like river water, flows and flows throughout timeless time for the supreme purpose of enlightening all beings. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.